Internet radio.
Cauldron FM, the sound of magic.
Enter Merlin, but beware, do not interrupt his magic.
Excalibur. Enveloped in silence, Arthur stood by the stone, aware of its magic and what must be done. The sword in the stone proclaimed him to be the king of the future for people to see. The people were lacking a leader for sure. This man stood above the others before. He knew that his task was to take them to hand, to lead them to victory and win them their land. But deep in his heart a sense of unrest ran through his body. He knew of his quest. He carried a burden that no man should know. Morgaine was his sister, and this pained him so. With mist and fork lightning, the fires of Beltane burned brightly the night that the union was made. The god and the maiden were joined into one, and several months later, a baby, a son. But just in this moment, a duty needs done. His people were desperate. A leader must come. The magical sword Excalibur named was drawn from the stone. It was rightly his blade. And that was poem 10 of 13 in the Merlin collection. A series of 13 poems inspired by and dedicated to visionary artist Peter E. Prokovnich. I hope you've enjoyed it. And I look forward to reading the next one to you, hopefully tomorrow. Until then, this is Cauldron FM. I am the Merlin, and I wish you love and light, and blessed be.
Cauldron FM is a Moonshadow Media production.
Yes, one take!